Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They have work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Welcome back to Gregeth and Hook. We're going to talk a little golf later in the show because I have a question for you that I just saw tweeted out, Hooks, and it attacks you on two different levels.
Bring it out, whatever.
Well, it's gonna be your golf side and your gambling side. Okay. Like you're gonna be which sometimes those cross, but this is gonna be a battle between those two things. I'll ask you that here coming up. Really quick though, I asked a question and we'll all answer it real fast. The GOAT in American sports history, is that Tom Brady or is it Michael Jordan or someone else?
Man, that is a tough one.
I think it's Tom Brady.
I'm leaning towards Brady. I am. I'm leaning
towards
Brady.
I think it's harder to get to where he is. What he has done within the football realm is much greater than what Jordan did in the NBA, yes. And we're also talking 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been another quarterback that's done nearly as close as what Brady's done.
Not really. You have to go back to like Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana a little bit. Those would be the next two probably. He passed up Montana. A lot of people thought Montana would have been the greatest of all time with the 49ers. Tom Brady has blown past him and everything.
Dude, Willie J brought up a name.
Yeah, I said Johnny Unitas. As far as an impact goes,
well,
like I know that's not part of it, but
no, I like it.
I mean, you know, in the 50s, he tore
kinda,
it up.
He kind of revolutionized that game.
The Colts actually, one could argue, the Colts have had the two most important quarterbacks in NFL history on their roster.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Stanzi, that's who I'm talking about.
Stanzi.
I mean, he put the NFL on the map.
Yeah. No, Peyton Manning changed how people play football, and then so did Johnny Unitas. Like, those two.
Unitas
make an argument. Brett Favre would be in that realm somewhere too.
There's a couple lists out here. There's one at Bleacher Report to put out. It's Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Favre, Marino, Elway, Roger Staubach. There's
no Steve DeBerg in there.
Nah,
what?
Kind of just on the outside. Just on the outside.
How come? You know, you need to adjust that list. I forgot. It's Pat Mahomes.
Not quite.
Yeah, quite.
Story to be continued.
He is the most talented quarterback. He's like LeBron. He's the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. He's only played one season starting. That's what I'm talking about.
Most likely his best statistical season ever put up.
Probably. He'll be right in that neighborhood all the time. If he continues the pace he's on and he plays for 15 years, that's
a lot
of touchdowns.
There'll be a bunch of shattered records, by the way. Yeah.
He's closing in on 1,000 touchdowns at that point. Oh, gosh. And then we'll be having the argument about defense back in the 80s.
Oh, we will, too. No doubt.
Defenses now.
I think most people would choose Jordan, though.
Over Brady?
Yeah.
Probably because they hate Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Brady's done is harder, so I make him the GOAT. But Michael Jordan will always have... I sound like the guy crapping on Michael Jordan here. Michael Jordan will always have a very... I had the poster with his arms out on each side. Right next to my Bo Jackson poster
with the bat that
everybody had.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to my Rage Against the Machine poster that had like a monk Rage on fire on it. My mom and dad thought I was going to murder people when I was a kid. They're like, "Why?" I'm like, "It's just the cover of
a dude with
album.
A bat, his arms out, and an album cover."
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine, man.
Oh gosh.
And then I had a Pearl Jam poster, yeah.
Nice. So
that's what my room was.
Pretty eclectic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're darn right. I have had a Shaquille O'Neal. It's in my garage, actually. I still have it. Shaquille O'Neal from his rookie year wearing his Magic, and it says Space Mountain, and he's dunking a basketball. Space he's, like, tearing Mountain. Down the rim. Oh, yeah. I bet you I got a few thousand dollars worth of posters sitting in my dad's basement.
Just hanging out?
Because I still have them all from when I was a kid.
Did you, like, roll them up and store them and stuff and everything? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I have an original Gone with the Wind movie poster that I stole from Cinema Center back in, like, 2000.
I'm probably like you. I've got probably...
That thing's worth a
gur. I don't know the number. Probably not as worth as much more. I don't know the number of baseball cards I have in the basement. There's, like, 5 or 6 tubs.
Yeah, yeah.
All, and I took the time, and all the good ones, and put them in their own sleeves and stuff, and... Still down there.
I have one that's one of my all-time favorite posters, and it's the Nigerian Nightmare, Christian Okoye. And he's dressed up like Freddy Krueger. And he's dressed up like Freddy Krueger. And on a bed with, like, AstroTurf on it is a Raider, a Seahawk, a Bronco. And they're all hiding underneath there with the
You're
Nigerian
still holding
Nightmare.
On to
him. Oh, yeah. Another one, it was it's so racist. It's called The Tribe, and it's the Chiefs defense, and it's all the players dressed up like Native Americans with, like, Native American nicknames.
Oh, boy.
But
not today.
I'm a quarter Native American. My mom's half, so I can have that in my room.
You can fly that flag.
And I can be fine with that.
Fly that flag.
It's my favorite poster. I got. I still have that one, too. The Tribe.
I don't have any. None left. None. Just the baseball card collection.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Gary Jerry. What's up, buddy?
Bill Russell, 11 titles in 13 years.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Was he the greatest player on his own team?
Oh,
in your opinion?
No doubt. No doubt.
All right.
I mean,
who else is on that team?
Did he hang up? Did
we no, I didn't. No, I'm here. I'm trying to think. Who was the guard?
I think they have, like, 5 guys that are in the Hall of Fame off those teams.
They could very well be. But
pretty
I'm
sure they
saying,
do.
Yeah, I'm just saying Bill Russell. Nobody matched up with Wilt Chamberlain better in the NBA than Bill Russell did. And Bill Russell was, 6'9", and Chamberlain was 7'2".
All right, so he had Bob Cousy, John Havlicek. We're both on that team ball. They're Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
There's a bunch of guys on there, actually, that are all Hall of Famers. He had a good... That's not bad.
That was a great team.
Bill Sharman.
Okay, how about this one?
Bailey Howell.
Nick Graga, greatest talk show host ever.
Done.
I mean, you know, behind Bill Hooks, I'd take that.
No,
I'm number
you got,
two.
No, you've got...
Behind Bill Hooks.
I'm behind Bill Hooks, but I'll take
no
it.
No way. No way.
Best engineer producer, Willie J.
No doubt.
Best one I've ever had, that's for sure.
Definitely highest potential, no doubt.
I'm calling him Diaper Man, then.
No, he's Baby Wipes, that's what we call him. Diaper Man would be disrespectful.
Don't disrespect
Diaper Man. He hung up before I could ask him. I was going to ask him.
He did call you a man.
It's true. Diaper Man, good job. Is that a new nickname? Diaper Man? I don't know about that.
His dad.
Baby Wipes.
I don't know, man. He's
don't be so disrespectful.
That's your dude.
He's not recovering very well from me yelling at him the other day.
Well, obviously, he's kissing butt today.
Hey, Hooksy, question for you. I was going to ask Gary this, but I didn't get a chance to.
Here's your poster.
Yeah, Nigerian Nightmare, dude. It's awesome. Look up the Chiefs.
Look at those pants.
Look up Chiefs defense, the Tribe poster. It's super racist. Neil Smith's on there, Dan Salihamua, all these guys. And I like their nicknames are like Chief something or other. Like they're all, it's all, you know, it's awesome. They're all dressed up and everything. It's pretty funny. Who is there a baseball player that would come close to you to either, did you see it? How awesome is that? Look at their nicknames. I can't remember what Neil Smith was called, like White Wolf or something. I don't know.
I gotta find the one with the nicknames, but
how crazy is that?
Is
that's
the
back
one?
In the this
that
is
one?
Back, oh yeah.
What the?
Yeah, they're right there in red across the bottom. That's the nicknames. The that's back in the '80s when they used to have in early '90s when they used to make like all the posters with the people with their nicknames. Who was it for the Broncos? He was I can't think of what his name was. A good defensive player. Oh, well, either way. Yeah, they used to make those posters all the time. You should look up NFL posters from the 90s and 80s. They're awesome. It's the cheesiest stuff you ever seen.
Excuse me. Oh, that is incredible.
It's absolutely like...
trying to find a clear picture of the one with the... I can't believe that got produced.
Yeah, no, it did. People bought them all the time. There was all sorts of ones like that, man. Like, oh, look at this one. I had this one, too. Lip, tell me that that's not terrible. Derek Thomas, he's dressed up like an Indian chief. He's got all the stuff, and it says sacred ground. I had that one as well. Oh, you're darn God. Right. They were awesome. These posters.
It's like this one. It's not even
the
a player.
Bayou Bullet.
It's nice like that. It's not even a player.
That's good.
Just a, wow.
We'll take it. Oh, the Land of Boz. There's all sorts of good posters from back then. Back after this.